This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Good morning and welcome. It's Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Breaking, third Pentagon official put on leave amid leak investigation. Yeah, that makes three. A third Pentagon official has been put on leave amid an investigation into leaks at the Department of Defense. The latest official potentially implicated in the probe is Colin Carroll, Chief of Staff to Deputy Defense Secretary Steven Feinberg, according to multiple outlets. And Carroll's suspension follows the removal of Dan Caldwell, a senior advisor to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Darren Selnick, the Pentagon's chief's deputy chief of staff. Three now. And they said, we can confirm that Mr. Carroll, Mr. Caldwell, and Mr. Selnick have been placed on administrative leave pending investigation. So they're on leave. There's an investigation. Doesn't mean they're guilty of leaking, but I would assume they've done a certain amount of homework that would lead them to believe that's highly likely.
And when it happens to chiefs and senior somethings, that means there's been a problem.
Yeah.
A big one.
Yeah. And they're, you know, what are they doing? Are they just trying to undermine Pete Hegseth? Is it worse or more dangerous than that? Selnick had been under investigation in the same leak probe that implicated Caldwell, according to reports. Those two men were escorted out of the Pentagon by security. Again, very serious.
Yeah.
High ranking, and the possibility of these leaks, and they're taking them out using security and walking them off the premises.
Yeah
that is...
That's a problem.
That is serious. And recent unauthorized disclosures of national security information involving sensitive communications in the Office of the Secretary of Defense demand immediate and thorough investigation. The directive noted that polygraph tests could be administered in accordance with applicable law and policy as part of the hunt for the leakers. It's unclear if any of them were subjected or will be subjected to a polygraph test, but this is definitely, the story is definitely not over, and we're just scratching the surface, probably. The leaks under investigation include disclosures about operational plans for the Panama Canal, carrier movements in the Red Sea, Elon Musk's visit to the Pentagon last month, and the March pause on intelligence sharing with Ukraine. That's at least what one U.S. official told Politico. So we'll absolutely continue to follow that. And you wonder, you know, how many other bad actors are in some of these positions? Mm-hmm. And what kind of harm have they been doing? Are they capable of doing? Man, I mean, talk about the job of draining the swamp.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, who wants to go and see Kid Rock and Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole bunch more? This is big. It's going to be huge. I've got your tickets. A chance for you to win tickets. That's right. Rock the Country, a festival for we the people coming to the Florida Horse Park. That's Ocala, May 9th and 10th. And a two-day ticket. Two-day tickets go for $139 each. GA Plus tickets go for $289 each. And that's where you get a special close to the stage viewing area, an exclusive bar, special entrance, and premium restrooms. All right. So we'll also have those tickets as well. And if you want a chance, it's pretty easy. Here's what you need to do. Text OUTDOOR to 20357. That's OUTDOOR, OUTDOOR, to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets for this two-day event. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. One more time. Ready? OUTDOOR. Text it to 20357. And definitely good luck on that. Yesterday, I was watching Fox in the afternoon. They were going to have a special guest at, you know, one of the pressers,
right,
that they were putting on. And, you know, speculating, you know, who could it be?
Right, right.
Well, it wasn't like a star or anything. It was Rachel Morin's mother. This is the woman, Rachel Morin, was the one brutally raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant.
Oh.
Greg, I was in tears, literally.
Wow.
Literally in tears. This woman took to the podium, and she never really broke down.
Right.
But she told the story of what happened to her daughter and the details. And I won't go through all of them here, but it was horrendous.
Wow.
Patty Morin's daughter, Rachel, a Maryland mother of five children, was jogging when this guy, Martinez Hernandez, came up to her and beat, raped, and strangled her to death.
Wow.
And that, saying that, that's about as simplistic and non-graphic as you can get.
Hmm.
I'll just give you a little bit of it. You could see the outline of blood that ran down around her as he, you know, he had her shoved up against like a culvert pipe or something. So she was gone, clearly, but there was such a blood stain around her. The blood was flowing off of her as he was raping her. Then he threw her down and raped her some more. Then he strangled her. He also smashed her skull in with big rocks, disfigured her incredibly. We're talking about somebody who, an animal, mm-hmm, wouldn't do this. You know, the most wildest, nastiest beast would not do this, but this was supposedly a human being that did this. And she was there for a reason, to tell her daughter's story, but also to tell the media. She said, please tell the truth. That was on her way out. Please tell the truth. Tell how violent it really is. This is about protecting our children. It's more than just politics or votes or anything. It's about national security, protecting Americans, protecting our kids.
Wow.
And from the same state that her daughter that was brutally murdered is from,
mm-hmm,
their senator hardly paid any attention to that whole event when it happened,
right,
when she was raped and murdered. But yet he can fly to another country to try to get an MS gang member out of prison? Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, to listen to this woman express herself and what has happened and how important it is that we protect our children against these vicious people. And then to juxtapose it to that clown of a politician, weasel loser, thinking he's doing something good.
Wow.
I'd tell you what I think about that pile of stuff.
But you're out of time.
And we have an FCC license to protect.
There's that part, too.
616, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. It continues on this Thursday, 97.3, The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday. We're getting closer to the weekend. Hang in there, my friends. At least we've got this unbelievably gorgeous weather. Oh, you got to just soak it up. Soak it up and enjoy. Good morning and welcome at 621. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'll give you a code word again in a little bit. Chance to win tickets for Rock the Country. And we'll do it again tomorrow. Same thing, another code word. But I want to reiterate what I was talking about in the first segment, and that was Rachel Morin's mother. Rachel Morin was killed by an illegal immigrant. And this was a special appearance. She was a special guest of the White House's during the press briefing, okay? She told the story of how her daughter was attacked and brutally and graphically raped and murdered and disfigured and strangled, and this woman who was murdered also had five children. And so this mother, Patty Morin, the mother of Rachel, I'm telling you, if you were watching this, I don't know how you could contain yourself. It ripped my heart out. And after hearing her speak about that, I said, how can anyone see that and hear that and think that illegal immigrants that are attached to MS-13 that are raping and killing and that is all part of that gang? They're the most vicious gang on the face of the earth. How anybody could think it would be okay for any of them to be able to stay here in the U.S. Mm. Yet we had that Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen going down there like it's some kind of fun field trip and doing a little video as he goes. So absolutely horrendous. So I thought, this woman is so powerful. There is going to be some people on the left that it's finally going to get through to them. Mm-hmm. What's at stake here with the illegal immigration, and we're playing with fire, and it's national security, but it could be your wife, your daughter, your sister. But then come to find out, CNN and MSNBC didn't take the feed.
Wow.
They didn't take the feed. Hmm. And this answers at least another question. When we see our lefty nutbag quasi friends or whatever, where they're posting these absurd and ridiculous things, and you say, do they really think that Trump has people pulling up in a black van, grabbing people in the middle of the night, putting them in the a black van and disappearing forever? They do believe that, because they've been told in so many words that, yeah, are you next? And they're not getting the real stories, mm-hmm. like of this woman describing what happened to her daughter. That is real. The stuff about, oh, Trump's going to, you know, you're going to disappear.
Yeah, he's disappearing people, right?
That is fake and false propaganda. Absolutely put out there knowing it's absolutely false. And there are so many useful idiots on the left that they believe this garbage. They believe it. And they never hear about the real stories and the real murders, the real deaths, the real rapes that are taking place, unfortunately, far too often. And far too often it's at the hands of illegal immigrants, members of gangs. But they're not getting the information. Why would CNN and MSNBC opt out? MSNBC, you know what they thought was more important than this woman's compelling story? Bernie Sanders' rally in Montana.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
CNN discussed Governor Gavin Newsom and also ran a segment on the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Priorities.
So you wonder how your, you know, these lefties they're not getting any of the truth. Now, you know, if you try to give them the truth, you know what they'll say? Oh, would you see that on Fox? Do you see that on Fox?
Yeah.
They really believe they are right. They believe they're seeing the truth. They do. But they won't even listen to what's really going on. They don't want to hear it in many cases. I'm telling you, if you had heard that woman speak, she was just making a compelling case, and she begged the media when she was leaving. You know, they all like said their condolences to her. You know, they were they were at least that thoughtful.
Right.
And then she said, please tell the truth. Tell how violent it really is about protecting our children. But CNN and MSNBC didn't want to run any of that.
Amazing.
What does that tell you? I mean, that's it. It's the far left. It's the radicals. It is the media. It is the left of center politician. All in cahoots. I mean, we know that. But, I mean, it's really the media is really going out of their way.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I was waiting for that press conference yesterday, thinking they were going to be announcing a trade deal or something. And then when the other networks weren't covering it, the only thing I can figure is one of those dirtbag reporters spotted her somewhere and figured something was up and, hey, we don't need to take this. That's the only reason they wouldn't cover a White House press conference at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And your other point about the left not hearing any of this, my brother doesn't want to talk politics, anything now. I don't want to hear. I can't talk politics. Trump's the Gestapo. They don't believe anything that you could possibly tell them.
Yeah, I agree. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. And I mean, if you go to the stream, thesky973.com. And it's broken down in different pieces and different topics and stuff. Very well done. Check it out for yourself. It is 629 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Thursday. Some of your top stories. Third Pentagon official now put on leave related to the leak investigation. And CNN, MSNBC both refused the White House press feed of the mother of Rachel Morin, who was brutally raped and murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Absolutely horrendous. We'll get into that a little bit, but I want to give you a chance to win some tickets and have some fun and have all your rowdy friends come on over. Hank Jr. will be there. Nickelback, Kid Rock, Tracy Lawrence, Joe D. Messina, Gavin Adcock. This 2 days it's going to take to get this event to do it all.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's going to be in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Two-day tickets are $139 each. GA Plus tickets are $289 each. They're on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But right now, if you text the word outdoor to 20357, that'll put you in the running for a pair of tickets. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, it's easy. You just text outdoor, OUTDOOR, to 20357. Message and data rate supply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck. It'll be a lot of fun. It was on this day in 1970, Apollo 13 returns to Earth.
Wow. Wow.
I told them. I was a child.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't even 8 years old yet.
Right.
And I said, don't put 13 on it. Don't put 13 on it.
You'll have problems.
Just skip it.
Yeah.
Skip 13.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was never afraid of 13 because I was born on the 13th.
Right.
So I had that superpower.
Oh, amazing.
But it is, isn't it? It is one of those kind of
coincidence.
You know, coincidence. Funny, the world anxiously watching Apollo 13. I mean, they had trouble. They had severe malfunctions. I mean, they were going to have oxygen. This was not going well. I mean, really. It honestly didn't know how it was going to end. It borders on miraculous, if not straight up miraculous. On April 11th, the third manned lunar landing mission was launched from Florida. James Lovell, John L. Swigert, Fred Hayes, the mission headed for a landing on the moon. 2 days into the mission, disaster struck 200,000 miles from Earth when oxygen tank number two blew up in the spacecraft. Swigert reported to mission control on Earth, "Houston, we've had a problem here." And that that statement will live in infamy, obviously. Now you remember where it came from. And it was discovered that the normal supply of oxygen, electricity, light, and water had been disrupted. The landing mission on the moon, that was aborted. The astronauts and controllers on Earth scrambled to come up with emergency procedures. The crippled spacecraft continued to the moon, and they had to kind of slingshot it back to Earth. They didn't have supercomputers. They had to kind of figure it out on paper.
Well, it was pencils and graphs and formulas.
Yeah,
and
make the turn here. I mean,
it's amazing what they did back then.
It is.
Really.
And they kind of like gave it their best educated guess, really.
Yeah.
The astronauts at Mission Control were faced with enormous logistical problems stabilizing the spacecraft, making sure they maintain oxygen supply. They were running on batteries because they lost fuel cells. And they were lucky they had enough battery power to successfully re-enter Earth's atmosphere. Then there was navigation. There were problems with that.
Think of the lack of technology that they had to deal with back then. I mean, what was it just a few years ago we were told, you know, the stereo in your car has more technology than the whole Apollo, you know, mission did in that sense on one of those capsules.
Yeah, well, your smartphone.
Oh, absolutely.
It has more power than the four rooms of computers that they had then.
Yeah.
Apollo 13's course was repeatedly corrected with dramatic and untested maneuvers. Hey, try this.
Wow. That's encouraging when you're thousands of miles in space.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
On April 17th, tragedy turned to triumph. Mm. So it was on this day the Apollo 13 astronauts touched down safely in the Pacific Ocean.
Watching those was a part of our childhood.
Absolutely.
You know? Well, plus I was born in Houston, had family, you know, obviously still there, who had friends who worked at NASA, you know, toured NASA when I was a kid. So it was very much a part of my life as a kid.
So, yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's one of those things that if you were alive at the time, you probably remember it, at least to some extent. Yeah.
And then that kind of turned into the things that came out of that, like Tang. You had those space blankets. Remember those? They were silver on one side, gold on the other, just a thin film. You could buy those. And then there were those little food bars that were supposed to be what the astronauts ate, you know, that you'd get at the grocery store. And they were wrapped up in foil. And it was kind of like,
I'm not sure I remember that.
Yeah. Anything you could like do to connect it to the space program at the time was sellable in America.
But the Tang was a big deal.
Yeah.
Which you can give, I guess, the space program credit, but it was really the Tang Dynasty many years ago in China that invented it.
Wow, 5,000 years ago?
And it was brought back by Marco Polo. Marco!
I had no idea.
Rubio?
Yeah, it could be. He is in the headlines again.
Yes, he is. And we'll dig into all the headlines, the top stories, everything you need to know right here on the Bob Rose Show. And you get it from as truthful a source as we can possibly be. And that's what we strive for. 6:45 right now. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. And welcome, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:50, 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. High school all-star game, free admission, free big ticket item raffle. This is going to be at Gainesville High School tomorrow evening. The girls take on the Cops at 6, and the boys take on the Cops at 7:30. And it's put on by Bobby and the whole basketball cop program.
Sounds fun.
And yeah, it'll be a good time for everybody. So that is Friday, tomorrow. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30, Gainesville High School, free admission.
Gotta love
it. And you could win a great prize. You can't beat it. Speaking of sports, how about them Gators? Baseball this time. UF third baseman Bobby Boeser slugged 3 home runs as part of a 13-hit attack to lift Florida 14-4 run rule victory over Stetson. 7 innings down at the ballpark, Condren Family Ballpark in Gainesville. And so Boeser became the first Gator to mash 3 home runs in a game since Jack Caglione accomplished that feat against Cincinnati on February 26, 2023. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Gators, their record moves to 25-14, and they travel to Mississippi State this weekend. So go Gators! And I don't know. Did you see where the Gator coach Todd Golden contract extension, 5-year, $120 million?
Woo!
Hey, guy took a program and
look what he did with it.
Number one.
It's awesome.
How do you top that, though?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
How
no
do you
pressure.
Top that?
Yeah.
And with it, yeah. And you know why you and I will never be in that position? Well, let me speak for myself.
Okay.
Well, probably you pay me that kind of money?
Yeah.
The last darn thing I want to think about is work.
You want to think about shopping?
I got to think about, oh, my gosh, what kind of boat? How big of a boat should I get?
You could buy your own outlet mall.
Plus, you
I just shop at one.
Don't give me any idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Then you got to build a boathouse, and then you got to have a house on a lake or the beach, and then it goes from there. So, yeah, only a few people can handle that, and hopefully the Gator basketball program will continue.
That is cool, but, you know, anytime you come across a whole bunch of money like that, you just got to, I mean, okay, yeah, okay, so taxes are going to come out, but you're still going to end up with a whole bunch of cash.
Well, when you're at that stratospheric amount of money.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's all relative to where you're at in your life.
Sure.
Like if you were homeless.
Yeah.
And you spend more days like scratching fleas.
Wow.
Than scratching lotto tickets. But you do scratch off a lotto ticket.
Okay.
You are homeless. Huh. And then you win $1 million.
What?
$1 million? Yep. And if the guy wasn't hardcore alcoholic, he probably wouldn't have won because he bought it at Sandy's Liquor.
Wow.
I don't know if he's hardcore alcoholic.
Okay.
Maybe that's not fair. But
yeah.
He did buy the ticket at Sandy's Liquor on the central coast of California.
Hmm.
He was described as, again, yeah. I'm not judging, a longtime customer.
You're homeless, but you're a regular down at Sandy's Liquor Store.
He came in the store, he scratched it, and is like, oh, my God, is that real? The manager there, Wilson Saman, who's worked there since 2013, recalled to CNN. I'm like, well, let me see. I grabbed the ticket out of his hand and went to the machine over there. He's like, man, I'm not homeless anymore. I'm like, man, you hit the jackpot.
That's
and
awesome.
The store manager noted that the man initially thought he won $100,000. He's like, $100,000? I'm like, no, bro. That's $1 million. And we gave each other a high five.
That's an awesome story.
Yep. And the manager went above and beyond for the longtime customer by driving him to Fresno to turn in the ticket rather than send it in the mail. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to get their percentage,
well,
so that's cool.
You the
know?
Store does.
Yeah,
and,
that's nice.
And maybe he's looking for a little, you know, token of friendship type thing. But regardless, he made sure the guy got there.
That's good.
And then, you know, cashed in the ticket and all that.
Talk about life-changing. Homeless to $1 million. Again, let's say you get 600 grand out of it. If you've got somebody who will help give him some advice,
well,
that's
I wonder
life-changing.
How long he's been homeless. Because
right.
Remember,
right.
This is California.
That's true.
He says the lottery winner told him that he plans to purchase a home
uh-huh.
and a car,
okay.
invest, and put aside some savings once he receives the prize money. Okay, so $1 million, after you take in the lump sum and after taxes,
yeah.
Let's just say it's let's be generous and say it's $450,000.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to buy a house and a car in California and still have money to invest?
Not so much now.
Maybe.
But not likely.
Well,
depends on.
It doesn't go far.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like it does, and I'd love to give it a shot. but it doesn't go as far as people think. That's why the high percentage of single million-dollar winners are bankrupt within like 18 months or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they act like they've got $50 million, and you don't.
But they don't have a great concept and long-term thought. In other words, okay, you get a house, even if you pay cash for it, there's still going to be taxes every
insurance.
Year. Insurance. And then there's all the upkeep and maintenance and the electric bill and the cable bill. And, it's not like you live free.
No.
The roof over your head, the home itself, maybe, but
you still need income.
That ain't free.
If you're homeless or just have a regular salary, you still need the income to maintain.
Ask people who are, smart enough or fortunate enough or whatever to pay off their mortgage. Like, so you live for free, right? They'll be like, not exactly.
Well, again, that's why that here in Florida, this whole thing about property taxes and the potential of seeing them go away is such a, it could be life-changing for a lot of folks.
At least do it for seniors.
Absolutely.
As I approach those years.
Absolutely.
It's not all about me, but.
No, it's about
sometimes.
Me too. So,
I mean, if you don't, if you're not at least a little bit of a squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on, Gov. Let's get that going.
It is 6:57. Good morning and happy Thursday. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I'm going to give you a code word that might set you up with tickets for Rock the Country. I'll do that in the next segment right here on 97.3 The Sky.